We overcome evil with love. I decree and declare, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I decree and declare, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. I decree and declare, your words, your spirit, they comfort us. I decree and declare, our righteousness is from the Lord, and everything we do will prosper, for we are trees planted by the rivers of water. I decree and declare, we are doers of the word, and we're blessed in our deeds. I decree and declare, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare, great is the peace of our children, and they are taught of the Lord. I decree and declare, your word flows to every organ, our body, bringing healing and health. I decree and declare, we are the head, not the tail. I decree and declare, we are above and not beneath. I decree and declare, we are prosperous with witty ideas and businesses. I decree and declare, we are more than conquerors. There are more with us than against us. I decree and declare that Christ has redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. I decree and declare, we are, wealth has been given to us, and I decree and declare it has been given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto our bosom. Open the line so that we can speak in our heavenly language, prophetess.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, and we thank you for this opportunity to come together once again, God, lifting up our voices in prayer to you, Lord, thanking you for hearing our voices, God, as we cry out, as we seek your face, Lord. Thank you, God, for hearing us. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for all your many benefits and blessings and your provisions, God, for us. Thank you for your protection and your grace, God, for your love and your divine favor, God. Thank you for helping us and increasing us. Thank you, God, for our strength. Thank you for wisdom, God. I thank you, God, for each and every prophetess and prophet on the line. Thank you that we're able to hear the voice of Prophet William Richards and for the blessing that you bestowed upon him during the time of stress in his country. God, thank you for just providing for him and keeping him and that we're able to hear him again, God. And thank you for newness, God. And thank you for life and strength and for your love and patience with us, God. And God, I ask you to look upon each and every person whose name is on the sick list, God. Prophetess Aisha Cooper, bless her, God, strengthen her. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, God, bless her and strengthen her and provide for her. And Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you for this Thanksgiving time, Lord. Lord, remember your people, especially those who are alone in this season, God. Look upon your elderly people and all of those who are distressed, God, especially around holiday time. Provide for them food and comfort and companionship, oh God. And I ask you to bless the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. And thank you for this holiday season and bless them in their home during this time, God. And thank you for their vision and allowing us to even come together on this call, God. And I thank you for my healing and for my strength, God. And I just thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. And if there's anything that I've forgotten to mention, God, you know what's on my heart and you know what's on my mind, God. And I ask you to just remember me and remember those things that need to be remembered. And I thank you, Father. I thank you. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be to God, Father, even so, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your blood. We thank you, Father, for the cross. And we thank you for your grace, my God, is sufficient. And your strength that is made perfect in weakness, Father. For when we are weak, then we are strong, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Father, that we truly can enter, Lord, into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. And into your courts, my God, with praise, decreeing the claim, my God, the Lord, that you are, your ears are open unto the cries of the righteous. And Lord, you are attentive to the prayers that are ascended up to you, Father. We thank you because, Father, you said before we called, you already answered. And while we're yet speaking, you said, Lord, you're in the midst of us, Father. And knowing, Father, that the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. So we thank you, Father, for the unction of your anointing, my God, in an open heaven, Father, that you are pouring out upon your spirit upon your people and your anointing, Father, that will rest upon the house, even Zoe Ministries, Father. Even, Lord, our Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, you are strengthening their hands, my God. You are giving them, granting them insurance and perseverance, my God. Even in the midst, Father, of all the things that happened, even the conference call, Father, that you are bringing enlightenment, great enlightenment, Father. And you open the eyes and understand of your people. We give you praise, Father, that you are still the healing balm that's in Gilead. And we thank you for the healing, Lord, of those on the line right now. We release the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we decree that, Lord, they are healed, they are whole and complete. And they are, my God, they are perfect and in the divine. We thank you, Father, for your blood covering, Father, over homes, lives, and families and nations, Father. And we thank you for your angels, my God, taking charge in every situation because you give it your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, your hedge of protection, Father, in our going out and our coming. Father, we thank you for your protection on the lives of the children, my God. Even, my God, the mothers in Zion, Father, that you're touching, that you're strengthening, my God. in every area and rejuvenating their spirit and their lives, my God, because you rejuvenate their, my God, their lives in old age, my God. So let the rejuvenation begin and let the revival take place and bring divine restoration, because you're still the restorer of the breach. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day, even now, Father God. We thank you for your spirit and your anointing, even now, Father God. We thank you for the lives of your people here on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for this time together, even in this season, this joyous season, even now, Father God. Father God, comfort those that need your comforting, even now, Father God. Heal those that need your healing touch, Father God. Father God, those that are even surgery, Father God. You be the surgeon even now, Father God. Father God, allow divine healing and peace to take over in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, restore joy in our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds, their bodies, and their spirits even now, Father God. Father God, I lift up my uncle even now, my Uncle Wally even now, Father God, for his divine healing and the turnaround for his health even now, Father God. Thank you for all of those that need you even now, Father God. Thank you for your protective angels even now. Thank you for your covering even now, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Allow your will to be done in our lives, Father God. Direct our paths even now, Father God. Order our words, Father God. Allow our words to show forth your love, your agape love even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. I love you, Lord. Father God, allow right relationships to come our way even now, Father God. Father God, those that need family and need that comforting even now, Father God, allow them to find their way even now, Father God. Make a way and open a door even now, Father God. You are our God, Father God. You're Alpha and Omega, and I thank you, Father God. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for a new day, Father. We thank you for new strength. We thank you for clarity and wisdom, Lord. We thank you for every prayer that is being uttered on this line. We just thank you, Father, for every prayer that is uttered on this line. We thank you for your grace. Father, we just thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around everyone on this line. Father, family that you are strengthening. Father, marriages that you are strengthening, Father. Father, we thank you for the protection of the children worldwide. Father, we thank you for the elderly. We thank you for protecting them in this season. Father, we know that there's not a spot that you aren't, and we are grateful and thankful, even in this season, Lord, on what you're doing and what you've done in our life. Father, we just thank you for victory in advance. We thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan. We thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the legacy. We thank you for every legacy of family members that is represented on this line. Father, we want to give a special prayer for Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Stephen Bostick, Brother Wally Bilal. Father, we thank you for their life. We thank you for the continuous healing and strength that you bring into them. Father, keep your angels of protection around them in the season, Lord. Father, we thank you for opportunities to grow. We thank you for open doors that you can open that no man can shut. We thank you for every prayer request that has been submitted. And we thank you for the voices that are being heard, even in the night season, even in the quiet times, Lord. We thank you for the ability for meditation. We thank you for poem. We thank you for prophecology. Father, we thank you for the men and women that are serving so diligently, and we thank you for keeping their families at perfect peace. Father, we thank you for world peace. We thank you for the instructions that you're giving to our leadership in the political world. Father, just keep on, Father, because we sure they really need to hear your voice in this season. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. This morning, Father God, we come before you. We acknowledge who you are, God. We thank you that you are the great I Am, God, and that you are, Father God, the mighty counselor. We thank you that you're all in all, God, and that besides you there is no other. We thank you that you're omnipresent, God, and that you are all-knowing, God, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you answer the prayers and the calls of your people, Father. Now we pray, Father God, that you teach us to devote ourselves even the more, Father God, in prayer and to be watchful and to be thankful. For Lord, we are grateful that you have spared us, God, and brought us into a new day, God. We thank you, Father God, to be in the land of the living, God. And we thank you, Father God. We take nothing for granted, God. And we humble ourselves before you this evening. And we thank you, Father God, for this holiday. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace is sufficient. We pray, Father God, for our nation. We pray, Father God, that there be peace, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for our government, God. We pray that they will be on one accord, that you'll bring unity to the White House, God, and unity to the country, God. We pray that truth, Father God, would, Father God, be in our inward parts at all times, and that we would speak, Father God, truth and declare your word, God. We pray for truth in the political arena, God, that truth will come, the spirit of truth will come, God. We ask that you position your people, God, in the right places at the right time, God. And we ask, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around your people, God. According to your word, you said 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right, but no evil shall come near our dwelling. We pray, Father God, that the angels that have charge over us, Father God, will protect and cover us, God. We thank you for, Lord, your Son, Jesus, who died at the cross, Father God, for us thousands of years ago, and the work is already done, God, and your grace is truly sufficient. So we thank you tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for harmony, and we thank you for peace, God. We thank you for the dedication of your people, Father God, to come and to pray, God. We pray that you will hear the prayers of the righteous, the effective prayers of the righteous, God, for they prevail as much, God. We pray, Father God, that you will honor every request, God, and even every desire, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you bring us into symmetry and balance, God, and that as we pray, Father God, that we would begin to pierce the darkness and we would begin to open, Father God, the doors of opportunities, God, for jobs and, Father God, for creative businesses, God, and opening as we pray, God, that the doors will open, Father God, that everything that everyone needs, God, will be supplied. All of their needs will be supplied according to your riches and glory. We thank you that you are the great I Am, and we thank you, Father God, that you are the Ancient of Days, and God, that you are in every place at every time, God, and in all seasons, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us into new doors, God, and doors are opening and opportunities are being presented. Teach us to be awakened, Father God, that we may be able to see them, God. And Father God, we even rebuke the little foxes that spoil the vine that try to come and deter us, Father God, from vision and dedication and purpose, God. And we thank you, Father God, Lord, that as we refute them, that we begin to take our inheritance, God, and take our possessions, Father God. As you said, the kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violent get violent and take it by force, God. We take those things that belong to us, God, and we thank you, Father God, for the power and the authority to do so, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are, God, a good God. We thank you that there are more with us than against us, God. And we thank you that we shall fear no evil, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, God. We're grateful tonight, God, and we just want to say thank you and just acknowledge you in all of our ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Deuteronomy 10:12-13. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for just giving us an awesome morning, O Father God, to come to your throne of grace as humbly as we know how, Lord God, asking for for your forgiveness on this morning, oh dear God. We just thank you for a new, fresh day to begin our day, Father God. We thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon our families, Lord God, in this Thanksgiving season, Lord God. Lord God, I just want to say thank you and that I'm grateful for life, health, and strength, Lord God. I thank you for your continued healing of my body, oh dear God. I thank you for the Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, for just having this platform for us to come to pray to your glory, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to be the remnant in the earth that will continue to hear your voice, oh dear God, to smell your sweet Savior, Lord God. We thank and adore you for being Almighty Lord. We thank you that you have commanded us to do good. We thank you for allowing us to obey your will. We thank you for the transformative skills that you have given us and the work that you have given us in our hearts so that we could show unconditional love, Lord God. We thank you on today, oh Father God, that you will continue to bless our families, oh dear God, to bring us all on one accord. We thank you for all the prophets that's on the line, Lord God, that you will continue to strengthen them and to build us up where we're weak, oh dear God. And most of all, Lord God, to continue to open up our ear gates, our eye gates, and our nose gates, and our mouth gates to do your will, Father God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for allowing us to continue to reap the glory of your glory, oh Father God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for allowing us to just to reap the benefits that you have given us, to reap a hundredfold harvest. Lord God, we thank you for just blessing the sick and afflicted and those that are going through bereavement in this season, Lord God, that they will have a right mind to just serve you, Lord God, and ask for help, to reach out and call on your name, to fall on their knees and just surrender all to you, Lord God. We thank you for blessing and healing Aisha Cooper, dear God, Cynthia Dawson, Minister Bosco, dear God, and all of those that have gone up before you, Lord God. You know who they are, Lord God. We thank you for going into every hospital, oh dear God, and just blessing them so that they will have a healing touch on today, Father God. We thank you and adore you, Lord God, for just being our Father. We thank and adore you for being our all in all. We thank you for covering our children so that they come in and they go, oh dear God. We thank you for just blessing our homes, oh dear God, and blessing us as we go to and fro, wherever we may go in this season, Lord God. In these many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we bless your name and we thank you for life. We thank you for every breath, Father God, that you breathe into us, that we can exhale with a hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for covering even Prophet William and his family, Father God. Thank you that he is living and he shall not die, Father God, even in this hour. We thank you, God, for covering those who call upon your name. Everyone on this line who we may not know, but, Father God, you know them, for we are yours, Father God. You own us, Father God. No one else, Father God, and we bless your name, for you are our master and you are our Savior, God. We thank you for wisdom in this hour and direction and showing us hope through these testimonies, Father God. Oh, we bless your name so, God, we bless your name so. Thank you for increasing our faith, Father God, our financial miracles, God, and covering us, God. Thank you for peace on our job and with relationships, not just on our job, but in our family, Father God. Thank you for building our church communities, our family, Father God. Thank you for the direction of even our Archbishop Jordan that teaches us and explains to us, Father God, and is even patient with us, Father God. We bless your name for him and Pastor Jordan. Thank you, Father God, for even our governmental leaders, Father God, for you are revealing and have revealed, God, our enemies, whether it's in our neighborhood, on our jobs, Father God, and even through our families, Father God. We thank you, and we thank you for us being able to move in wisdom concerning even them, Father God. Unto thee do I put my trust in thee, God, in thee, and I bless your name. Now, Father God, I'm holding up my loved ones, Marcus Fugate, Father God. Continue to move through him. Talitha Harrison and her court situation. Adrian Terry, Father God, as she's reaching for a spiritual mentor, Father God, we thank you for the one that's showing up, God. Ashanti Terry, getting ready to go to surgery tomorrow. We thank God for a speedy recovery. the Liquish, Blake, and Washington generation of my family, Father God, bringing them even closer together, God, that they may find you, Father God. We bless your name, and I thank you for my ancestors that went before us, Father God, all of our ancestors that prayed us even up until this day, God. We give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father God, I love you. We just love you, God. Thank you for Ronald Blake, Father God, covering and bringing my stepfather home, Father God, in his right mind. I bless your name, God. You're an awesome. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Again, thank you, God, for the abundant blessings that you are here, giving us here right now today. Thank you, God, for the great harvest that you have for us, oh God. Thank you, God, for providing for us all things that we need, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, for blessing those who labor in the fields, God. Oh, God, thank you, God, that we can rejoice in thy great goodness to us, dear Lord. Oh, God, thank you, God, for this good land which we live. Thank you, God, for this Thanksgiving Day, God, that we may be thankful for our food, dear Lord. Thank you, God, for the schools, books, and the many churches that you have, oh God, in this land, dear Lord. And thank you, God, that all is thankful and all of us is thankful for your son, Jesus, dear Lord. And Almighty God, we thank you, God, that the words that the words of the promise be our prayer, God. And God, we thank you, God, for blessing our souls and all within us, oh God. Thank you, God, for your holy name, God. And thank you, God, for your mercy, that we are surrounded by happy circumstances, and thank you, God, for helping those that are poor and in need, God. Thank you, God, for giving us joyous companionship and friends and neighbors, oh God, and family, God. And thank you, God, for letting us to not forget the fatherless, the friendless, and the homeless and the sick. Thank you, God. You are an awesome God. And we thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us, God. Your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us. Thank you, God, for our leaders, oh God, in your holy name, oh God, that you will continue to give them directions in their lives and the lives of your people. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Thank you, God, in your precious mighty name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father God, for the healing of Felicia Williams, Michael Kearns, Renor Lewis, Everly Avery, Leonard Connor, Regina Turner, Dorothy Myers. We thank you, Lord God, for Olivia, amen, Castillo, Prophetess Tamlin Hodge and her bereavement. Father God, we decree and declare that your blood covers and restores and heals and repairs. Father God, we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Father God, we honor the temple that you've given us, because this is the house that you built. This is the house that you dwell in, and we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge. You're our fortress. You're our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration and divine protection. We thank you, Lord, for divine coverance, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your redemptive power. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have swallowed up death in victory. We thank you, Lord, that you've swallowed up sickness and you've swallowed up disease. We thank you, Lord God, for debt cancellation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you release your people from every spirit of oppression, that they may worship you, Father God, in liberty. And we stand in the liberty where you've made us free, and we shall not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that we present our bodies to you, Lord God, and we surrender to your will, Father God, and we honor, Lord God, our temple, and we take care of our bodies, Lord God, and we eat right, Lord God, and we exercise, God,
as unto you, to give you the glory so you can use us to the maximum, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we break the power of the enemy over everyone on this call, every generational curse, every family that's represented. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father God, and we bless you for our Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, as you continue to stretch them as they continue to globalize the prophetic. And nothing shall by any means harm them. For every witch and every warlock that would dare to pray against them, every negative prayer prayed against them is already reversed in the devil Sheta, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. And we thank you, Lord, that this is our heritage, and we thank you, Lord God, for divine visitation and divine victory. And we thank you, Lord, for your love, amen, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The chains are falling, people of God. And just know that there is victory on the horizon. Victory belongs to us, and we rejoice in our deliverance, and we rejoice in our healing, because the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's, and we give him all the glory, honor, and the praise. Amen. And if this call, this prayer call, is a blessing in your life and you want to see it continue, sow a seed of thanksgiving. Go to www.bishopjordan.com, sow a seed of thanksgiving. Amen. If you believe in God for that miracle, that financial breakthrough, sow that 8018. Amen. And watch God move on your behalf. Amen. We're going to decrease at this moment, and we're going to ask Prophetess Olympia if you would please do the announcements. You may be speaking on mute.
Yes and yes, yes and yes. Just want to remind everyone, tomorrow morning we will be on a conference call with Master Prophet at, I believe it's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have our 12 o'clock Pop Life show with myself, Prophetess Myra Moore, and Prophetess Tangela Du Bois. It's going to be a fantastic topic. You definitely want to tune in on your lunch hour. Then again at 8 p.m., we have Prophet Joshua Jordan that will be heading up the evening conference call. Amen. And then we're going to come right back here on this line for our midnight cry prayer call. So tell a neighbor, tell a family member, tell a friend, anyone that you know that is looking for intercession or prayer or anything that will uplift their spirit, especially during this holiday. You want to make sure that they come on this line this evening. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. Darling.
Amen. God bless you. And I just want to again request that you post these prayer calls, advertise it on your Facebook page, particularly during this holiday season. People tend to sink into deep depression and feel isolated. Amen. Draw the people. Use your sphere of influence to draw. Amen. Stop being closeted Christians. Amen. Everybody's coming out the closet but the people of God. Come out the closet and let them know that you're a person of faith and that you know that God will bless them and touch them and heal their lives. Amen. God bless you. It's our prayer. Have a wonderful rest of the day. God bless you.